I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up, man? This episode 55 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Of course, you got Big Homie JoJo. How you feeling? You good?
Yes, I'm great.
Looking real red today.
Red today?
Red.
My skin or my clothes?
Your clothes. No, you yellow. We already just turned you
yellow. Okay, yellow.
You a yellow bomb. Right?
Oh, thanks.
Yellow bomb.
DST. Hello.
I feel you. You know, shout out to
you. You thought I was going to go the other way, did you?
Hey, man, you know, I don't know what your affiliation is.
We're going to do this.
You know? Yeah, the Big Reds. You feel me? That's hard. Mm. Clark Atlanta gonna love you. Of course, big homie Kid Dell, what's up?
What's up, what's
your good?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me here, bro.
No problem, man. The campaign ATL winner.
That'll be me.
The stage terror.
That'll be
all the way from Florida, Sanford, Florida.
Sanford, Florida, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight out of Florida, bro.
Mm-hmm. And we got big homie Kush. Rolling it up.
rolling the
professional roller.
In the leaf, though. Gotta be in the leaf.
Leaves
yeah.
only?
Yeah.
Okay. She smoked papers.
Well, I roll my leaves inside of papers.
So, like, so, after, so you smoke papers?
Yeah. Because if I don't have a leaf, I'll just roll papers.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not picky here. Don't We're not worry. Picky here.
We're not picky at all.
So let's get into the first topic of the day. We're going to get into the porch. Everything's going on in pop culture, society, entertainment, all that. So, who saw Kirk Franklin going at his son over the weekend? Or vice versa, his son going at Kirk Franklin?
I did.
I seen it.
Y'all seen that shit?
Yeah.
She put on that stomp voice.
Man, don't you ever disrespect
me. No, he literally took it to church.
Like, niggas was surprised. I was like, oh my God, the pastor. Like, do you know Christians?
Right.
Do you know any Christians?
Okay.
Boy, what? Just because they in church don't mean they perfect.
They will cuss you out in church.
In church.
Especially them older, older ladies.
Way.
Oh my God.
Misbehave in church if you want to.
Man, I wish you would, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
God damn. Okay, first lady. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Man, so.
Why would the son, though? Like, what do you think about the son recording?
Nigga,
him?
Corny.
Yeah, he lame as fuck.
That nigga
that.
Corny.
Like, what was your purpose?
Outside
for that?
Of that being your daddy, that's lame as fuck in any situation. Let's take Kirk Franklin, let's take him being your daddy out the situation.
Right.
It's just a regular nigga in a regular conversation. It's corny to. Leave a grown ass man.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
The grown man.
Yeah,
the
like.
Yeah, that's some whole shit.
At this point, nigga, are we gonna fight? Like, are we gonna settle this shit? You putting this shit all over the internet. Now we add all these other dimensions back into it. Okay, this is Kirk Franklin. This is your daddy. But nigga, you are 33.
Yeah.
You what the fuck the internet supposed to do? You want us to cancel Kirk Franklin? No, we're not going to do that. Because guess what? This is two grown-ass men having two grown-ass men's
First
conversation.
Of all, son and dad.
They are grown. Grown. You think that, does that, what does that change?
Nothing.
Because guess what it is?
Grown.
And if I get into it with any of my elder men in my family, I'm not going to record that shit, put it on the internet. For what? What the fuck is the internet going to do?
You know, clout is crazy.
Clout is a motherfucker, man.
That shit backfired on him, though.
It did.
It backfired on him. It did not work for him.
It man, that shit came out so bad for him because I'm like, you wanted. What did you think was gonna happen? Like niggas gonna cancel Kirk Franklin? No.
You think that we respect him even more? Though.
Like, damn, he's just like me.
He's stomping your ass, real always have been.
I think that's what he was trying to show was like, oh well, Kirk Franklin isn't the person y'all think that he
but
is.
Some,
he's
man,
the holier than thou, but nobody is.
The man, he received some backlash.
We know Kirk Franklin fucked up. That make us relate to him more. But I mean, like, if you in that situation. Like, and they say, like, his family came out and was like, oh, yeah, he's been acting like this. I'm like, damn, well, you proving everybody right. Like, what the best case scenario for him in that situation?
Let's just be real. That's every black household.
Right? It is.
In the church house or not. But we supposed to look down on him because he made gospel music? No. Curse your ass out. So
but what if he does that? Like all day, every day. Is that healthy for his son?
Like, let's talk about that. What did his son do?
Exactly.
Because if Kirk Franklin has four kids and one of the four is at odds with him, what is wrong with this dynamic?
They need to figure that out.
Who need to figure it out? Because how many times, family or not, how many times you gonna give people a chance to try you?
Once.
You got once.
That's
your family, though?
My to try family. Me once, hell yeah.
You got one time. And I say that because I know for a fact that I have a lot of friends who have been there for me more than any of my family members, including, like, the closer ones. So sometimes your friends be more family than your family.
I agree.
So your mom got one time to call.
My mom is different.
Yeah, that's different.
That's what my mom.
No, no, no. It's like the parent-child dynamic.
Yeah.
So we're saying, like, it's some, but your mom's
just get a different
yeah,
pass.
Yeah, it's a different pass.
It's different pass.
I knew that.
Did all type of fuck shit to me.
Yeah, I knew that. But that's what
my
talking
mom
about.
But I mean, but still, but like fam, but like a consistent trying you, though. Like, it ain't never no good shit. It's like, okay, this motherfucker family, but all right, you're pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like that was missing from that whole scenario. It's like, okay, this is Kirk Franklin's son. Okay, cool, true. All right, got it. But what the, like, and even Kirk and his daughter was like, he's not showing y'all the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga just don't snap.
For no reason, yeah.
Well, he said, I'll break your neck. I'll break your fucking neck.
Something like that.
What did you say?
Because nigga just not gonna, you know, cause somebody like, I'll break your fucking neck and put the phone out. Yeah. Nigga, not no psychopath
but see,
like that.
No, but that's what I was saying. Like, what if he really is like that, though?
If Kirk is like that?
Yeah.
Why he not like that with the rest of his kids?
Like, that's what you're saying. Like, okay, but they could just have that, you know, that.
Nigga not picking on one son out of all his kids. I refuse to believe that.
They all got the same mama? All the children come from the same mama?
I don't know.
He did try to make it like he seemed like
he could be the outcast of the family.
What did he do to become the outcast, though?
It could have been his mama that made him the outcast. It wasn't his fucking fault.
We gotta do some research on that.
We do. I'm just saying, like, it could be either way. Obviously, I'm going to rock with the way he said some shit to Kurt and made his ass snap.
And the only thing he showed was the reaction.
Exactly. But whatever he said... He said
that
shit.
He
then wanted to make Kirk look like a bad guy.
And guess what? I put Stomp on repeat this morning.
Just played it last night.
For those of you that think gospel and youth music has gone too far.
They made a remix to that.
Oh, yeah. The homie Sway, the remix guy, put a remix out of that phone call. I got to check it out on Instagram, man. That nigga's hilarious. He took pieces of the song, pieces of that phone call, made a whole new song.
Made a whole new song, like the, remix guy.
Sway is super hard.
Yeah, he hard.
Let's get into the next topic on the porch. All right, so... how many of y'all familiar with Ari Fletcher, the Instagram model, G Herbo's ex, with the super cheeks?
G Herbo's baby.
She from Chicago.
I know who you talking about.
Oh, you know Ari?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
you know
of Ari.
Yeah.
Got you. So this weekend, she posted something on her Instagram that presumed itself to be a Vogue cover, but under further analysis and research and helpful eyes. Somebody pointed out that it was an ad.
Oh, shit.
They said that she...
Like she paid for it.
Nah, she didn't pay for it. The
it was an ad, not a cover.
Yeah, it was an ad, not a cover. The designer, for whatever she was modeling, paid for an ad. But it was pushed by her as like, oh, this is a... It I don't know if she said it or not, but she
did.
She made it to the shade room.
You know, I seen that, and in my mind, I'm not taking from her and belittling who shit, but in my mind, I'm trying to understand, who the fuck are you? How did you make it to be on the cover of fucking Vogue?
I was thinking the same shit. I'm like, damn, okay, Vogue is really inclusive now. Okay.
I'm like, oh, Vogue is just thirsty.
It's okay.
Well, I ain't taking from, but what the fuck you doing to get on Vogue?
So when it came out that, you know, it was like, okay, well, this is something that was paid for. Niggas was on her head. And I feel like, damn, I ain't want to ever agree with no white woman for the sake of in spite of a black woman. But I'm like, damn, she went out sad for that one. Damn, like, you gotta, if you gonna post something like it's A, it can't ever be B.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? So, like.
Niggas be investigating. Isn't it real?
I'm trying to figure it out. What
are your thoughts?
I'm trying to figure it out, like, how that makes sense, like, the ad and then the
Okay, now the ad had a regular. I mean, the ad was like a regular backdrop, right?
Right.
But you know, the Vogue cover has the Vogue shit behind at the top.
Right.
She posted the Vogue shit at the top, like it was the motherfucking cover.
Oh.
So that wasn't the actual picture?
No, it wasn't. Not the one she posted on her page.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Somebody edited it? And put Vogue on it?
She
edited it. I mean, that's a filter on Snapchat if I'm not mistaken.
I thought so, too.
I didn't.
I think it's a filter.
I don't have Snapchat anymore. I deleted Snapchat.
So, y'all ain't got that shit either.
Yeah, that shit is dead. Once Instagram started doing Snapchat shit, I was like, what the fuck I need Snapchat?
Yeah.
Catch me on IG.
She played. It ain't even nothing to think hard
about. So she was on Vogue because
she was in Vogue because she was modeling somebody who
was featured
in it. Yeah, whose design was featured in it. Mm. So like say if I'm rocking some exclusive shit from you and you purchase an ad in Vogue to promote your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it really could have been that Vogue didn't pick her. The designer picked her and he could have picked anybody.
Uh-huh.
So
damn.
But I
not the congratulations.
Ari hard though. she can start a rap career right now.
Well, the congratulations on the post.
She could just based off her Instagram famous.
Mm-hmm.
Being famous from
right. She's not even selling shit.
So what you think was coming from that? Why would she post?
Cause she was happy to be in Vogue. I mean, shit. I guess it don't matter how you get in Vogue. If you can say you're in Vogue, it's kind of like it's kind of like working.
I was in it.
It's kind of like being a janitor at the Super Bowl. Like you're at the Super Bowl.
Don't compare it to being a janitor.
No. Still, I was there.
Not a janitor. Okay, not a janitor. That was fucked up. Like say you were
a photographer at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you were a photographer at the Super Bowl.
Nigga said janitor. Shit.
I got what you were saying.
Barely
though.
Got through the door.
Yeah, like you were selling nachos at the Super Bowl. You was at the Super Bowl. You were selling nachos. You was at the Super Bowl.
I'm saying it. I guess that kind of that doesn't really matter how you got there.
Yeah, but you wasn't on the cover.
There's so many niggas that's famous right now because of like fucking
stupid shit.
The Dr. Phil girl. Can't even think of her name. Bad Baby.
Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
With the unnecessary H in there.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You know what I'm saying?
She got.
And the gorilla, like she had a gorilla glue girl. She got a bag with y'all money and fixed her teeth. How y'all feel about that shit?
Yeah, she didn't even have to spend the money on her hair because the doctor did that shit for free.
For free, yeah. But she's, it was said that she donated like $25,000 to a charity.
How much money did she get? $25,000, how much?
I'm not trying to count her pockets. We don't know.
Well, you just did.
What she do before that?
She was a teacher.
She
was a teacher. Yeah.
You know that for sure.
For facts, yes. For facts.
And put Gorilla Glue on her head, a whole
That's why I said if she was my teacher and you put Gorilla Glue on your head, you can't never come back to school.
No, you can't.
She better be an English teacher.
You can never come back to school.
We need to know all of this because what kind of teacher?
Apple
the PE teacher?
I'm a
PE
teacher.
She was Apple
school. Right,
Jessica
was
Brown, school teacher.
I need to know who
you can get famous
her
for anything now. Maybe feel like just go do something stupid. And
yeah,
I'm just saying, if you get put on, you get put on. No way, whatever.
But
that's,
you got to ride that wave, though.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to ride that wave. If you don't, somebody going to take you from you.
Oh, she got 5 kids? Damn.
That's what it is. That stimulus check that got her teeth done.
Yeah, how much it cost to get your teeth done?
Shit.
It's about $3,000.
That's not bad.
That's like $3,000. I just don't like the box look.
That's what you're paying $3,000 for.
I don't like it. It's like that, what's her name? King Von's girlfriend.
Asian doll.
I don't like her, all them teeth. Like, she should have just got bottoms and not the top and bottoms because they make her look like... Yeah, her mouth just looked big. It's just like with Sukihana. Like, it just don't look right on her. I don't know. It just don't. It looked better on her because she's from Florida. That's some Florida shit. Mm-hmm. But it just make your mouth look huge.
Yeah, them fake ass teeth sometimes look crazy.
Big ass. Y'all remember that movie, The Mask?
That's one of my favorite movies.
That's how the motherfuckers' teeth be looking. Y'all remember the nigga was like, smoking! And he had them big ass white teeth and shit. Yeah. That's how motherfuckers' teeth be looking now. Yeah.
Dead ass. Just hey, like that.
Little baby.
Osiris shit, yeah. Biggie. What's your name again, Cuz? My bad, I meant
JoJo.
You trying to hit
the
JoJo?
Yeah.
JoJo's a smoker in the team. But, damn, yeah, shout out to Tessa Brown getting the teeth fixed with y'all money. That shit's crazy.
What you talking about?
Hey, we support the scam, man. You know, shit.
The scam?
The money.
I was going to say, that ain't a scam.
Hey, man, the one they giving the money for. What she say?
She's suffering.
Yeah. She got some bald spots in her head now.
It don't move.
That shit crazy.
It don't move. Something that could have made her money, like residual money.
Something like that.
She could have came up with a line, a wig line, an edge.
She needed to be a motivational speaker.
That's what she should
have
did.
An edge control gel. That's what she should have came out with.
For real. Okay. Mind a Gorilla Glue or something.
Exactly.
Don't be no fool.
And get into a partnership with Gorilla Glue and make their own edge control.
Girl,
they're
not going to partner her because she's slow.
But she tried to sue them. That's
but
she
got the following to get the money from people, so they would do
she
it.
She said she did not try to sue them people for real.
She said she didn't?
She said that is false. She did not try to sue them people. She just reading shit off the internet and going weird, ain't
she?
It's
just like everybody else probably. I thought she sued.
I didn't know he had this much of a party. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That lady said she ain't.
That's the problem with this society nowadays.
That shit crazy. Let me go into the next topic on the porch. Let's talk about the Grammy weekend. You know, we're coming off Grammy weekend right now, and I'm really disappointed with the Grammys this year. Normally disappointed, but this year I'm extra disappointed.
I was going to say, aren't you always?
I'm always disappointed with the Grammys. But this year, because Beyonce got Best Rap Performance.
What?
With the song, she was on the Savage remix with Meg Thee Stallion, and I think... Damn, that shit should have went to Lil Baby.
What?
Am I wrong? Like, what do we think about the Grammys with all these inaccurate nominations and wins? Like, Nas got Best Rap Album.
Yeah, that threw me for
the album.
Last year.
That threw me for the whole.
What?
I think they were just trying to break records this year.
Like, Beyonce got the most awards for a vocalist ever. Ever. Like, more than anybody else. Beyonce has the most awards for a vocalist. And I think that shit is well deserved. Nice. I think Beyonce is the most talented person in our generation.
She's our female Michael.
Like, for real. Like, if you look at the past, the divas of the past, like, you know, the, who was like the Aretha Franklins? Who else I'm thinking of?
Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney. Yeah. People like that. We're living in a generation where we can see this shit live in her prime. Mm-hmm. Like, we seen Beyonce when she was in a group. Now she in this shit doing it by herself, so shout out to Beyonce. But for Nas to get Best Rap Album, it's a fucking disgrace.
There was only one award I felt like was well-deserved as well, was Tiffany Haddish. And
Black Mitzvah?
You think she funny?
I think...
Oh, no.
I think she's
hilarious. Pass me the sweet sour, please.
Hell
yeah,
no, bro.
I think she... Okay, besides Tiffany
Haddish is probably a nice person.
Besides her not being, not so funny or whatever.
Now, how the fuck she won a comedy album?
That's y'all's opinion. My opinion is she's hilarious. But she has been a very hardworking... comedian.
Man, there's a lot of niggas that work
years.
Hard that suck.
But what have they done? What accomplishments have they done? She started.
Just because a nigga work hard in practice don't mean his three shot gonna be good.
I think she was funny.
You're so.
Well, a lot of white people voted for her. It didn't come from us, okay?
Who was she up against?
She just ain't funny to me.
She's hilarious to me.
Let me look at the comedy. Comedy Grammy.
Right.
We're gonna see who the fuck. Let me take my glasses off so I can see.
I really like to.
I can't believe you.
Sorry.
Pass this.
All right, so it was.
You done said some folk shit for
She was up against Jerry Seinfeld, Patton Oswalt, Bill Burr.
What happened?
And Jim Gaffigan. Nigga, this is Seinfeld.
Besides, but what has Seinfeld done recently?
You right.
Seinfeld, though.
You right.
He should have been won that award when he was doing something. Don't try to give him the award now.
I'm pretty sure he done won a lot of awards, but I just didn't see Tiffany.
I seen Tiffany out of those.
But you know what? Since all these other nominees are white men, Tiffany, congratulations.
Exactly. She's the first black comedian to win that award.
Okay, research. Okay.
1986.
Damn.
1986. She's the first black person to ever.
Tiffany had his fan club.
I love her.
Okay.
I didn't know she had one.
Okay.
Look at this, bro.
I ain't even trying to be funny, bro.
That shit funny, though.
That shit too funny.
That, I mean, out of that, I ain't know none of them white folks' names, so I'm happy she won it.
Yeah, so.
Some G shit. If it
now, she won over Dave Chappelle. It would have been some furniture moving in this motherfucker.
Because Dave Chappelle's last tour, comedy tour, was pretty funny.
Dave Chappelle.
You don't think Dave Chappelle? Who you think funnier?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, okay, I'm about to say.
I think only reason why Dave Chappelle wasn't on there because I feel like from his tour, I think he said something. I can't remember what it was. But he said something
problematic.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle always been problematic.
But I'm about to say that. Yeah, he's always been that way. But I forget what he said. But it was something that he said that made him not be even nominated for it.
He don't give a fuck.
He won last year.
He don't care.
Yeah.
Did he tell people to stop watching this shit off of Netflix?
Yeah, and they took his shit off.
Sticks and Stones won last year.
They didn't pay him. And he said, take that shit
What's
off.
What's your name? Anita Baker. I couldn't know all the names start. Niggas is drunk and high here. But Anita Baker says to stop streaming her music because she's not getting paid for it. And I feel like, shit, I know we heading into the warmer season. It's about to be Anita Baker weather. But shit, we better hum that shit because we got to make sure our auntie get what the fuck owed to her.
Yeah, and those are facts.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Anita Baker. So let me get into the first topic of the day. This is shit I was thinking about over the weekend. I need everybody to weigh in on this for me real quick, right? So everybody in here has shit that they want to do in life. You know, they have their own goals and aspirations. But what is more important to you personally? What do you think is more important? Your personal legacy or family?
Is that an individual question?
Yeah, it's an individual question.
For me, coming where I'm coming from and how my family is, it'll be personal for me. I love my folks.
But it ain't no wrong answer.
It's a personal thing for me because I'm trying to start my own family.
Yeah.
So it's a personal thing for me.
I agree. I said personal too, but I'll get my reasoning behind it. What would you say?
I would say personal.
Personal.
Why I would say personal is because it's one of the same reasons she did, but also because when I start my own family, I feel like my personal legacy is automatically going to go into my family legacy anyways.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm family, and that's why, because I have a daughter. Uh-huh. So that's always going to be that.
And that kind of inspired the question, right? Because like last week we found out Tom Brady was coming back for another NFL season, you know? And it's Tom Brady, who I think he's like on his 21st or 22nd year in the league. And, you know, of course he's won 7 Super Bowls, which is an NFL record. Been in the league that long, he's a great player. But when you're in the league 20 years, you've missed a lot of family time. So at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, would he rather have been, if he could do this shit over again, would he have rather have been a great dad or amazing football player? Because you got to make those choices. Like, it's some people that could have been better athletically or in their personal career, but they elected to do family shit. But can you do both?
Yeah. The thing is what you got to do in that situation, you just got to have the woman that you marry got to knowingly know she got to take up a lot of responsibilities. And she know you going to be out doing that time, but look at us.
Yeah.
We finna get on that jet. We gonna see you when we can see you. Like, we gonna have everything we fucking want.
Yeah. But what if the kids kind of like, you know, we're talking about the Kirk Franklin shit earlier. Like, what if the kids kind of like come to resent you for not being around? Like, what type of conversation do you have off that?
That is how my dad, when I finally had the conversation with my dad, that's how he explained it to me. Like, he felt like, well, I was there for most of my kids, you know, financially, so I was a dad. And I had to be the first kid to tell him. Well, I don't know if I was the first kid, but I had to be one of the people to tell him, like, no, that's not just because you spent money, just because you sent money. And
where was he?
He was just living his life.
Oh,
he
okay.
Didn't, he started being a dad very young. There's 19 of us.
So. Damn! From him?
Yeah.
That nigga did not believe in nothing. That That nigga didn't believe in condoms. Pulling out, that nigga had the push in method.
Push in method.
That nigga was going deeper.
19.
That nigga said 19. You got, y'all got a basketball team that could play each other. Y'all can have a tournament.
Okay.
We do every year. Y'all could have a... God damn, 19 kids?
Well, it's really the cousins and stuff involved too, but we have...
Yeah, it could be y'all versus the cousins.
Okay.
Y'all could jump y'all cousins. Could you imagine pissing one of them off? You got to fight 18 other people. I'm going to get my brothers and sisters on you. Yeah, get them. All right. Go look like Gangs of New York in this motherfucker. God damn.
We coming. That's so annoying. That's one thing about my family.
Have y'all ever jumped anybody before?
Not all 17 of us.
Right, because
that's just... Y'all got to jump them in waves. Like, got to jump them in groups of five.
Your turn, tap in.
Boom. Yeah, god damn.
We could be real mad at each other, but the moment somebody else mess with one of us, it's usually war.
Y'all feel it?
That's a lot.
So yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I'm big on personal legacy. Like, every decision I make in life is geared toward legacy. Like, that's why I quit the teaching job, because it was like, this
you
shit
was
that
a
I,
teacher, bro?
Huh?
I'm about to say you was a teacher.
Yeah, I was. Like, I didn't talk about that shit a lot, but I was. Like, I was teaching autistic kids. So it was like, imagine you trying to do, like, creative shit, and you got, like, kids screaming, like, for no reason. Because they mad because they didn't get picked first to do, like, irrelevant shit. Shit that don't really matter. But you on the phone, like, it was... Literally days, I have my laptop up, my phone in my hand, and I got a crayon in the other hand trying to get this other shit right. And I'm doing all this shit at the same time. And when shit starts speeding up like it has been, like, you got more responsibilities because you're about to do more shit. You got to make a decision. So it's like, does my legacy rest in this classroom, like, doing this irrelevant shit that they don't even remember from hour to hour? Or is it going to be... working on my own shit and working on shit that I know is going to be here in the next 10 years. We're trying to make it to the point where it is here in the next 10, 20 years.
That's,
you know?
Crazy. You make the risk.
I'm right there.
That's just what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do that. That's why you did it. That's called...
That's crazy.
Leaping out on faith and on yourself and on what the fuck going on.
Yeah, for real. Because I was like, y'all seen that last Spider-Man movie? The cartoon?
Yeah.
You remember that scene where he jumped off the building? Yeah. And he didn't know if he was going to, like, the powers was going to work. Uh-huh. And I was like, shit, I remember, I saw the movie the day before I started working that job. And it came on, like, yesterday, like, the day after I quit. And I was like, damn, that shit crazy. And it was crazy because it was on that same scene, like, the nigga jumping off the building, like, trying to see if the shit was going to work. You know, got to take that leap of faith. Because if you don't, you know. But at the end of the day, I'd rather fail chasing my own shit than live comfortably doing some shit I don't want to do. Exactly.
So, like, I did something similar to that. I was working at the casino, and I was working there all day, you know what I'm saying? And I was just, like, trying to do my radio shit. And I was like, you know what? I got to spend a little bit more time on what the fuck I'm trying to do. So I know the money good, the shit good, but I got to let that shit go. Once I let that shit go, it was maybe, like, a couple weeks or so, I was on air.
That's crazy. It's the same shit I did. I moved to Atlanta 2 years ago, and I literally packed up everything that could fit in my two-door car.
Where you move from?
Ohio.
Damn.
Columbus, Ohio. And me and my dog. And I flew down here. I started working at a restaurant, and then one day I was just looking at my manager like, I don't want to be like you.
It is like that.
And I told her, like, you know, it's not no disrespect. I just don't want to be like you. I don't want to be 40 working somewhere and, oh, my God, I got to hurry up, do this because manager, I don't know.
I ain't like that shit either. And I was like, you know, like, once you start doing, like, different shit, like, you realize how whack the old shit you used to do was, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when I was working this other job, I had set alarms on my phone, like, I had a wake-up alarm, had a clock-out alarm, clock-in alarm, clock-out alarm. And I'm like, I had another motherfucker telling me when to clock in and take lunch. And
I'm not doing it.
What?
I'm not doing it. It took me a while. And I'm not going to say it was easy, like, but I would, like you said, I would rather struggle chasing my own dream than to be, okay, I'm comfortable paying my bills, but I don't really have extra. If I do have extra money, I don't have the extra time to even spend that money to even have fun and be a regular freaking adult. I'm 25 years old. Well, at the time, I was like 24, so I was like, man, I'm about to just fuck it. And I said, fuck it. I started driving for Lyft, doing DoorDash. That was at least, yeah, I'm working for somebody else, but I am doing it on my own time. And it's not, you don't tell me when to be at work. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? Going, yeah. And I know I'm doing this to be able to go to the next level.
Crazy thing
with
is,
my business.
I'm right here at that point in my life.
Yeah.
For the past couple of weeks, I'm like, man, I want to quit my job. Like, I do, I work with old people. I've been doing that shit for 13 years. I dropped out of school, went to job, co, got my GED and my CNAs, and that's all I know. Wipe ass, take care of old people. Great at it. But I'm tired of that shit now. And it's like, this shit right here moving for me, this music shit, the ad and shit, that shit moving for me. So it's like, y'all talking about this shit? I swore on my everything, bro. I'm going to put my 2 weeks in. It's a wrap. Because this ain't nothing but confirmation and just move on with my life and you what the fuck I want to do.
Everybody got to make a decision for themselves and how they want to move with things. Because my coworkers was talking to me about it. And I'm like, how'd you do it? What up, my boy?
Seven.
So I was like, shit, man, I made the decision myself. I was like, shit, I gotta, this is something that I have to stand on, you feel me? Because I feel like if you're going to make a decision in life, anything that you got to do, you got to stand on that shit. You got to be in a situation where like, okay, even if it's like, even if it come down to cut a motherfucker, you don't fuck with no more off. If you say you don't fuck with somebody, and it's like, all right, I'm not going to fuck with no more, you got to take everything that come with that. So it's like, if they was providing something for you that was convenient, that made your life a little bit more easier, convenient, you gotta say, fuck that, I don't care what you was doing for me. Like a toxic woman that's in your life. She may have great pussy. Her mouth may be immaculate, but she not good for you. So you gotta cut the motherfucker off. You gotta stand on not getting that good pussy in the immaculate head no more. That shit's over.
That's the only thing she provide.
That's all some people said, provide. Like, that's all, like, Cass, what were we talking about before this shit started? I'm not talking to no more broke bitches ever again. That shit is dead. I don't care how big your booty is. I'm not fucking with you no more. Because if you can't provide for yourself, you don't need to be fucking with me. You need to be getting a job. You need your own funds. Like, you shouldn't be asking me for basic shit. Like, how you going to eat? Like, how was you going to eat before we fuck?
You was just
going to starve?
I mean, I just couldn't believe that that's what just...
Because it's a lot of motherfuckers like that.
I see.
Mattress actresses. That's what it is. But you got... I made a decision myself. Like, if every time I fuck with you, you got to be transactional, like, you always ask me for some shit, I feel like I might as well just pay you for it. Like, even though it's not like that, but, like, that's how it's coming off of my head. Like, damn, every time I want to kick with you, you need a favor. You need something done.
Mm-mm. Well, if you realize that, then understand that's what it is and move accordingly.
Is that how you move with your niggas? Like, every time they want to kick it with you, you need something done?
Nah. The fuck?
Okay.
No.
Good. Because that shit is bumming at me. Like, every
that
time,
shit is dead.
Like, every time I hit you, it's like, oh yeah, well, I need to. What was you doing before I got here? Why wasn't this done?
You got to understand that there's also women that will do that just because they can do that from like five different niggas. Two out of the five gonna be like, okay, let me do that for you. So now she take care of whatever
that's
it
bummy
is,
though.
And then keeping the other.
That's bummy. Cause I feel like if you
as a grown ass woman,
like it, I as mean, a grown like if like what
young,
if you,
okay, it happened.
Even as a bummy ass like woman, she may not be bummy. She just may just doing that shit cause she know that you gonna bite and why not?
Why would you entertain people that you don't really like, but they can do something for you? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want to be around somebody that you don't like?
I mean, people do that. People move like
that.
Nobody
that can take care of themselves is hanging around people that they don't want, like. Nobody. They have to. She's doing this shit for survival. Because it's not, she's going to go extinct. She's
going to
go extinct.
It's survival. That's how she live off survival. Some people raised like that. Some people just get it out the mud like that. I know when I was younger.
You had a fool, nigga?
Let's keep it real.
I was just letting her talk, but I was being honest.
People
have their opinions, you feel me? But when I was young, I was 19, 20, nigga. I had a food motherfucker. I had a motherfucker that I needed to get my nails done.
Wait a minute, 1920 different. Cause,
oh, shit. That's what I'm saying.
It niggas was on, broke. Niggas was broke in 1920.
But right, but the girls you talking about?
I'm talking about like 30, 35.
But them is those type of bitches who live 35. Off of survival. That's their motive.
They
like,
used to that
survival.
Shit.
Man, at some point, you got to start, like, being able to take care of it. I mean, it's just some shit personal with me. Like, when I didn't have nothing and it had shit going on, my dick wasn't even getting hard. I couldn't. Well, I wasn't even entertaining bitches.
Is she really out here, like, broke? Like, you know that?
Every
or is
time,
she just
bro,
saying
bro,
like, that to you? Like, do you really know her lifestyle? Do you know? Have you been there?
I don't. Who wants to come off broke?
What I'm saying is women... To some men, so they like that.
So
some men like
fake,
to women, some men like
broke?
To like take care of bitches, like find a broke bitch to take
broke?
Care of.
No, I've never faked broke. If you just want to spend time
you,
with me,
you fake broke.
Money, I
fake
money.
Broke? No.
So what type of women, Diddy? What type of women fake broke? do you know any women that do this?
Did she say she was broke, or did she just ask you for some money, or did she ask you to pay a bill or something?
It was all that shit. That's broke. I'm a nice guy, but damn, nigga. Every time.
She might just want you to do it. And let her stack up her own money.
Man, look.
I'm saying, regardless,
bummy.
It's some bummy shit, but this is what.
That's it. Regardless.
This is what takes place. But what I'm saying is she may not be broke. That's some bummy shit, but she really may have money.
She may have money.
And
bummy.
Got her own shit going on, but she just asking
bummy
you.
And
she
and
might
broke
think you that
fucking
nigga that she can ask that
there's
from.
There's a movie on Netflix about
if you're going to do it, you got to do it for more than like $60 at a time.
Okay, now that's
okay, no. That's some hoe shit.
Now that's some cap.
Because let me tell you something, even though I was 19, 20, it was just on $60.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Now whoever we talking about, whoever this girl is,
no, she's broke.
Drop her right now.
Oh, she done, it's over. I told you, no more broke bitches. 2021, it's over.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's
her. And she like 35, you said?
Wow, she got kids too? Oh, wow.
How many, bro?
Have a mother.
None of my business. Now we're getting too specific. She don't know.
She gonna like that, man.
Yeah, too many details. Matter of fact, she was white. She was a white woman with red hair. I don't know who.
Wow.
Anyway, what else do you want to talk about, JoJo?
So, did y'all see that video of Trey Songz spinning?
Oh!
He was spinning these girls' mouths.
Trey Songz spit in these girls' mouths.
We have the
did
footage.
He just have COVID.
He did just have
did
COVID.
Did he? Damn.
Yes.
Well, he had COVID
Ohio.
A minute ago. He had COVID a minute ago.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's cool. It's all right. He had it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all thought that was nasty?
I'm not.
Whoa.
I've had someone ask me to do that, but I don't. I'm not. This just doesn't turn me on. This just don't.
I've
don't
done
do
it.
That. Wow.
I've
yeah.
done it before.
y'all, wait, first of all, have y'all seen it?
Oh, I've seen it on like a porn.
No, the video of Trey Songz.
No.
Okay, we're going to pull that up.
Listen.
But y'all ain't never like spit in somebody's mouth before?
No.
Yeah.
How fun is it? Like, I don't understand it.
Have you tried it?
No.
So how would you know?
Georgia, have you gotten your mouth spit in before?
Did I have my mouth spit?
JoJo, what the fuck, man?
Like, and then you just swallowed it?
I mean, it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like how, like, kind of like that, the video.
Nigga spit in your mouth?
Yeah.
Being submissive.
What the, JoJo, why? Why do you like your mouth getting spit in?
I don't like my mouth getting spit in.
What's going on at home?
It happened one time.
This is the video.
And it was great.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah,
it's gonna
crazy.
It was great. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, like with my
niggas. Niggas are weird. Yuck. What if a nigga had like the big green shit in the middle?
That's not right, bro.
The same shit.
It's not the same.
I don't get your heart. You know,
who doing that?
That.
Like, who doing
who's
that?
Who's getting spit in their mouth?
I'm saying like who doing all that? If a nigga did that, I swear to God, I'm going to slap the shit out of him if he did that.
How? You going to be down here in the headlock?
No. First of all, how that video happened, like, she down there and like that. No, I'm talking about, like, in a kiss. Like, like when you kiss and not like, oh, be your mouth, girl, let me spin in it. No. Like, kissing and then, you know, like, they, like, up
chip,
here.
Chip,
chip,
chip. Chip, chip, chip.
I'm saying.
Okay. No, JoJo, yuck.
I'm not a fan of it, but it happened before. So when it happened, I was
niggas
like,
just,
you know, I can't believe you just did that. And I was like, oh.
Niggas just do nasty shit, because I put my face in booty cheeks.
Oh, Right, so what the fuck?
Spit is worse.
Yes.
That's worse.
Grow
spit
up.
Spit is worse than shit.
Who the fuck yes. Let me ask though, bro?
What does she got? She ain't wipe her butt all the way.
Oh, you know. You know. As soon as you know, you don't do it. Like, yeah, abort mission. It's over with. Yeah, cancel subscription. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going home. Because you apparently are not an adult. You cannot. Like, you know a nigga coming over. You know a nigga coming over.
It's usually right when you get out the shower. Like, you don't just eat ass. Like, I don't know. It just depends. But usually when the eating ass part comes.
Nasty people that's just.
What are you doing, niggas?
You the one that said you be doing
that's
it.
That's like a party.
I'm about to say, you know, you having niggas doing it and not.
It's a party.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we not even talking about that. Y'all already gonna got me talking about spit and shit. And no, looking spin at me like I'm, spin like I'm crazy spin or something.
Like,
so
spin
y'all.
No, I ain't saying shit.
Spitting shit. Spitting shit, huh?
Ew. So you think your somebody spit in your mouth is worse than you eating somebody's ass?
If a nigga,
what y'all think?
In any home, let me say this.
Yes, I'm sorry.
In any other situation, in any other situation, if a nigga spit on you, what y'all doing? Y'all fighting, right? But in bed, this shit sexy.
If you my nigga, and yes, like what the fuck you talking about? Like this my nigga, I'm with you all day, every day. Yes, your spit is my spit anyway. God damn it.
I'm thinking.
Yes, spit.
Listen,
yes.
Let's just apply. Like,
flip. But your ass, the shit that you
let's
ate.
Flip scenario.
All day coming out your ass. I gotta put my mouth on that rather than that's some cap. That's gross.
Well, first of all, the booty will still get cleaned.
Yeah, because I clean my butt really well.
You gotta put the shower head on that motherfucker.
Thank you.
We all got our different ways. Okay?
You gotta turn the shit to the stream setting.
Exactly. There you go. That's my life.
Yep.
For real. Like my friends.
You got a power hose that motherfucker.
Shower, they'd be like, "What are you doing?" Like I turn the stream on and make sure that I'm getting up there. What are you talking about? You have a, and then I'd be mad when I go to my friend's house and they have a regular shower head. Like, so how are you like really getting?
Gotta do a handstand. Yeah.
I need the detachable shower head thing.
Yeah, you need a motherfucker just goddamn.
I went to an Airbnb once and they had like a shop, like a little thing.
The ass from everywhere. Is nastier than the spitting.
Okay, cause.
Oh, you got a friend. You got a friend.
But
you
no, I'm hoping somebody out there feels the same
sense,
way.
Though. If we kiss, ew. If we kissing, what is the fuck that?
Yeah.
Spit like this. First of all,
right, that's
once the spit hits the air, that bitch get cold. So you get cold spit just hitting your mouth. And what if they sick?
You wouldn't let them do it if they
you
sick.
So
you don't know, but like, nigga, man.
They're not. Stop doing that.
Yeah, it's not sexy, huh? Yeah.
Ain't nobody
you know,
doing
it's not
that.
Sexy, is it? But if a bitch fart, I'm like, I'm the weirdo. Okay, all right, I see it. Let me move down to the next topic. Because fuck y'all. Y'all not going to be looking at me like I'm strange. Nice. Why your nose covered?
Cause,
God damn it!
Eating ass.
And do, spit mouth. All right, next question. Would you want your friends to tell you what people are saying behind your back? Is that something that y'all would want to hear, or would you feel like your friend was participating in that conversation?
All my friends gonna come tell me, and they gonna confront you if they hear it.
So smoke on both ends.
Yeah. All my real friends are. They'll. What you say?
So if somebody say some foul shit behind your back, your friends gonna step.
Yeah, facts. I've had a friend who have checked someone and didn't even tell me till a few months later until it happened again, and that's when she was like, "Hey, yo, so this happened last time, and I checked her about it. I ain't say nothing to you because I handled it, but this is the second time."
So basically, the friend needs to step if some shit's being said, and if they
I'm
don't step,
you're not my friend.
Facts.
Period.
We can all agree on that.
Well, she said that shit perfectly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
so you need big steppers on the team.
No, they just gonna step. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? And plus, like, my friend's energy is big. If it's something that's, like, minor as fuck and they know, like, they handle that shit and that shit ain't gonna
But they, regardless, they gonna say something.
Yeah.
Period.
Kid, how you feel?
Of course,
bro. Niggas gotta step.
You ain't got no choice,
because
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they don't step.
What happened if they don't step? They just come back and tell you.
So- my niggas gonna be solid. It just depends. It might be a reason why they ain't say they didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. But maybe they like, okay, I'm gonna tell you so you can handle it because I ain't know how you wanted to handle that shit.
I can see that.
Because it might be a situation like to where if I'm in a room where let's just say like I see my friend's nigga over there cheating, I'm gonna get the whole motherfucking story first. Trust and believe before I come to my friend, I'm gonna get the whole story just so that you know because I don't know how you wanna step about it. I don't know if you wanna. I'm gonna let you know while I'm here though, cause if you want me to soccer, I'm a soccer. Let me know, or if you wanna just come up here and I'll let you know. Like, okay, they walk into the car. What's up? Cause that's my friend.
Cause sometimes you don't want it to be. If they don't want to make it a big situation, you don't want to make it a big situation.
Because maybe they already know, and that just gave them confirmation, so they gonna handle it when they get home.
Yeah.
Myself though, if I was in the situation like the other friend, and I seen some shit, I would probably have to see what the fuck. I'll have to figure it out, peep the scene, and then tell my homegirl what the fuck took place, because all my bitches move differently, so.
Yeah.
Some what of you mean when you say they move differently?
Like, some be the type to be like, bitch, beat they ass, and you got friends and be like, nah, don't say nothing, I'm going to handle that shit, but bitch, I know you crazy, please don't do nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I got to ask first. Mm. Bitch, this, I see this, what you want me to do? Boom. Mm. Yeah, so. I guess that makes me a stepper too then.
Yeah, I'm a big stepper. I feel you. Okay. All right, let's get to the next topic. Facts or cap? Facts or cap? It is sus for a man to catch food from from the chef in their mouth. We was talking about the Salt Bae shit earlier. So if your nigga was out there at the restaurant.
You can't even do it comfortably.
Niggas is like, put him on my mouth. Is that sus or is that like?
Yeah.
Is that a violation?
You're canceled.
JoJo.
Please don't do that shit, bro. Not with me.
Like, say if it was your nigga. You out on a date at this nice ass restaurant and the nigga come out chop 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 chop.
Stupid, bro.
And goddamn scoop and your nigga just like in front of everybody. All the white people got their phone out.
Depends on how many drinks I had that day, because...
You're going to be sober, because you're going to remember that shit. That shit is on social media. You look at the video the next day.
I'm trying to see how much fun this nigga having, first of all.
Like, no, he got down...
He's just a little too lit.
So it's okay for your nigga to do that if he get lit?
Nah, my nigga ain't never going to do no gay shit like... I mean, sorry. No such shit like that.
You about to get canceled.
I know.
Canceled.
He not, though.
He not gonna do no. So, kid, is that sus? Okay, well, you're good.
Yes.
You're good.
You're good. So you're not gonna be doing that either?
Me, no. I'm okay. I cut it, put it on my plate. I can eat it.
That was the thing, though. Like, they were trying to take the shit off, and he was moving it.
No, I need you to feed me, sir.
So, is it the same at, like, the hibachi spot when they got damn flipping the, the shrimp to the nigga, and the nigga standing with his mouth open? Like I go to Kiku's. I ain't been to Benihana's. The one close. So the Kiku's, every goddamn flipping the shit, and nigga be sitting at the shit with his knob open, trying to catch it. And then sometimes it hit the side of his face, and that look real awkward. So nigga got like damn, nigga, you trying to lick shrimp off your face, nigga? Just pick it up.
So if it looked like sus for a nigga, how it look for a woman to do it?
I've never done it.
Would I let my woman neck meat at another nigga's meat table? No. No. You better not neck that nigga meat. Mm-mm. I seen a video of a chick doing that shit.
First of all, what the fuck did you just call that?
She necking the meat. Like, because she got a crane. The women be craning that shit. They be like, and then mouth be wide as fuck open. And you got to watch that shit looking mad uncomfortable. Because any other situation where a nigga putting his meat in your girl mouth, he going to be swinging. But now you just got to sit there and watch the shit. So I gotta watch you neck this meat? No. No. God damn it.
I'm not finna watch you neck this meat. What you trying to say?
Would you neck the meat in front of your nigga?
I mean,
y'all done paid $1,200 for this table.
I mean, if you said it like that, like I don't be knowing, like that's how niggas be looking at it in a situation like.
Oh, so before with this situation, you was necking the meat.
I'd be the one to be like
eating the meat.
That'd be me. I'd be like,
do it again.
I did. I was that person. I ain't know it meant like I was necking the meat. I would never do that shit again. I can't neck the meat. Now I'm a necking the meat.
Necking the meat. Just eating dick.
Like, can't never do that shit.
God damn. You neck meat motherfucker.
He's so funny.
Oh my God. Let me scroll down to the next topic because God damn, y'all niggas is wilding.
Oh. I have a question.
What's your question?
Okay. Can y'all be friends with somebody you know your significant other has sex with? Like, before?
Wait. Damn.
It depends on the situation. Because I have unknowingly, like, I got introduced. Like, my friend was dating someone. She's like, hey, this is my boo.
You done did everything. And then,
but you know what I'm saying? And I had to tell her, like, put it to the side.
Did you neck the meat too? You done did her? Damn, so your best friends.
No, it wasn't my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Anybody me and my best friend have shared, we have had a conversation with.
Damn. Like, y'all, you know you shared the same? We're going to get on that later. Keep answering this, because.
No, I cannot be. I don't want to be friends with somebody that has had sex with my significant other, because it's just,
it's so close to home.
I trust, like, my significant other, but.
No, but I'm saying, like, not even friends, but just cordial, like, say if y'all work together, and...
I've been cordial.
Working, that's too close.
I've been cordial.
You know
cordial,
what I'm saying? But what if y'all didn't, like, date, you know?
But then what if, like, your boyfriend or, you know, sometimes studs, like, claim kids with their girlfriends or whatever, so, like, or their baby moms, so, like... I'm saying, like, I have to be friends with a baby mom. You know what I'm saying? They have had sex with.
You don't have to be friends with a baby mom. I mean, not
friends, but like you said, cordial. Right, cordial. I have to be cordial. Cause
that's different, though. That's different. Y'all got a baby. I'm talking about somebody he done popped, and now you know that he popped her. Can you be friends with her?
No.
Period.
I'm always looking too weird.
Right?
Like, why is you laughing at his jokes like that? Why are you laughing at his jokes
never,
like that?
No, he ain't never in the equation. Never. Y'all never hanging out together. I'm talking about just you and her, like,
oh, no.
Friends,
most definitely,
like,
no.
We'll yeah, like, talk why about, would she be around your nigga? It's y'all about? Friendship. Would you be able to be friends with her knowing that your nigga fucked her? Like,
no, because what we gonna talk about? Like, with my friends, if I'm having a situation with my nigga, it's like I'm gonna want to talk to you about it. I can't even be you. You can't even be my friend, because I can't even call you my friend. You my associate at this point, because I can't even talk to you about certain shit.
What about you?
Could I be friends with somebody that my girl let beat? No. Come on, punch you in the face.
Every time you see it.
Every time. No. Like, especially like she said, she started laughing too hard at this nigga jokes. This nigga not Kevin Hart, bitch. What are you talking about? He not Dave Chappelle. Speaking of jokes, God damn it, I was thinking about this shit with you because something you just said. Like, did you think, what's her name? You think, what's the chick name? Tiffany Haddish is hilarious. Can you? What if your girl laughing too hard at, like, somebody else's jokes? Like, would y'all, like, she got there cracking up, like, not a comedian, nothing, just a regular nigga.
Man, look, nah, I can't help it if you funny, bro. You get mad at me
because
I laughed at something.
Don't laugh too hard.
No, I'm saying she like, gah, 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 and she bring that shit up later in conversation.
Because
if I don't bring it up later in no conversation.
It don't matter if you bring it up or not, just don't laugh too hard. Don't laugh too hard. Because I'm not going to laugh too hard at your friend's jokes. That joke could be funny as fuck, but I'm going to hold that laugh in. You could hold a laugh in the middle of you being at a conference. Maybe the manager said something funny. You had to hold that laugh in. I did.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, nigga, I said a nigga work at McDonald's. What if it's not even like one of my friends? Like, nigga work at McDonald's and the funny McDonald's nigga said something.
Nah.
And your bitch start cracking up.
If it's funny, it's funny to me. I don't mean no funny.
Bitch, you about to be left with McNuffin, bitch. You about to get McNuffin.
I don't even eat McDonald's, so I wouldn't even be enough for that bullshit.
About, you want a Chick-fil-A, you be bitch. Chick forgotten, bitch. It's about to be over for you.
I'm saying, like, you mean, like, one laugh, or you mean, like, consistent laughing? Because if it's one laugh...
No, I'm saying she laughing at this nigga all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Well, every time y'all around this nigga, you think he the funniest nigga in the world.
Yeah, like...
Okay, now, if I said they can keep that, I'm like, nah, damn, bitch, every time we come around this...
Please don't.
So
please, that's like one she thing. Said, please don't slap... Don't. Just don't.
You think this nigga goddamn Dave Chappelle, the prime Richard Pryor. Now I gotta goddamn shoot this nigga in the foot. Cause you think he hilarious. I ain't going for it. Shit, let me go on to my next question. Cause goddamn. So I got a question for y'all. So, you know, niggas is, you know, we're adults now, right? You know, we're not little kids no more and shit. So I got a question. Like, so, you the only person in here with the kids. You can go first. But like, say later on the line, y'all get kids or whatever, right? Would y'all be, let me read this shit verbatim. Would you jump in if your elementary school age kid was getting jumped?
Yes.
Like, she, like say this motherfucker in the third grade and she got a bunch, she or he got a bunch of third graders jumping in on her.
Yeah. I mean, y'all jumping in? I hit a child, but how I'm kid? Pulling a child off my child.
She four?
But if she what?
Say she that get, again. Your elementary school kids get jumped. Like, she got 19 sisters and brothers. So she got 18 motherfuckers on her. Not that many. But she got a lot of motherfuckers on her head at school. Are you jumping in and beating kids up for your kid?
Duh.
Being a mother, that's just instinct. Like,
yeah.
Y'all are hurting my child or doing something to my child.
And now I want to beating the fuck out all them kids. I'm beating their ass. I'm beating all their ass. Y'all want to beat ass? Oh, let's beat ass then. Then call your mama, call your sisters, call all them. Bring them out. We all fighting this bitch.
Line them up.
Mama, your auntie, TT baby, all them. Bring them. Bring them.
So we beating up little kids in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Step on my child if you want to and let me pull up. And then you tell me what happened.
I seen the video last week of a nigga yanking the motherfucker off a goddamn slide, slamming his ass. But I was like, ooh, you deserved it.
Right, like, how you just gonna be beating up on somebody? First of all, that's anybody kid. I'm gonna beat they ass. What is y'all doing with y'all badasses?
Badass.
Get y'all ass, do something. Whoop they ass.
Square up.
Man, I had to fight for my brothers all the fucking time.
How old was your brothers?
Younger than me, like fucking, well, now, what?
Like 20?
I got 27-year-old, 23, and 18.
You say younger like they was a lot younger. Nigga, you like 28.
I'm saying, like, growing up, like, they was younger than me.
A
they
year?
Was in different.
They was probably bigger than you, too.
I just said 27. One of them was 27. One of them's 27 now. The other one is 23, and the other one's 18.
Oh, so one of them was really, really young.
Yeah, that's the one I had to fight for the most.
Oh, okay. My brother was 7 years younger than me. He was just, he went to Carver High School down here. That motherfucker's a hood school. You talk about motherfucker getting, they got ambulances and police at 7 o'clock in the morning. How the fuck do you have police ambulances at your school at 7 o'clock in the morning? Bro. You getting active, nigga.
Active.
You getting active.
I'm talking about you didn't sleep all night.
Them niggas wake. Niggas is fighting. Niggas is fighting on an empty stomach, hungry as a motherfucker.
Thanks.
But they got so active at that noon. That nigga transferred. He transferred to the school across the street from Rick Ross' crib. Well, Holyfield crib. Yeah. It's a white school, white as fuck. I think he was the bully then. That's that's how white they was over there. So shit, man. Let's goddamn. We got to get into this the big homie's kitchen where we talk about this new music that's being cooked up. So we got our campaign ATL winner here.
What's going on,
Kid Doe? How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm straight, bro.
So how was the whole campaign ATL experience for you? I hear you been tearing up that stage.
Honestly, that was a dope ass experience. Yeah, I enjoyed that experience. I went first. Shit, I went first. I did my thing, and
that's crazy how you win and go first. Cause normally, like niggas they'd be forgot about the person that went first. But that just shows the reaction that the crowd gave you. Like they remember that motherfucker. Like 2 hours later, everybody else had went.
Yeah, that shit is proud, but in a humble way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It made me feel recognized and shit. But so it's like dope. So. Getting on this, you know what I'm saying, with the cipher and shit like that. So it's just been like, ever since I did that, it's just been doors opening for me. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah.
Because I've been dealing with the campaign, so I fought with it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. Yeah. You was also on the shit show as well.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, so you've been killing stages all around the city. Every stage that can be killed. I think you really might be the only person to win the campaign ATL and the shit show.
Yeah, I did that shit. I'm proud of that shit, too.
So, basically, we got to say, like...
Tornadoes. I think I was, like, the 25th, 26th person. I don't remember. But I did it.
Yeah, so the A&Rs in the city gotta start taking notice about this talent out of Sanford, Florida.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's a lot of little talent out of Sanford, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, people just gotta start paying attention.
A&Rs gotta start doing their goddamn job.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent coming from Florida, period.
Yeah. Florida's it's definitely a hub of a good ass music.
It is. It's a lot of hustle down there, but it's hard. It's hard coming from Florida.
What makes it hard?
It's just like don't nobody want to see you come up. Not even your.
There's a crabs in the barrel, Pete.
It's literally that.
Okay.
It's surrounded by water, and it's just like for real, crabs in the bucket. Your own people don't want to see you come up. Mm. I've dealt with it, seen it. So how
have you dealt with that? Because, like, you know, people watching this, they may be in that same situation. So if they're in the situation where, like, they feel like the most hate and the most traction to pull you back down is coming from the inside, how should they deal with that?
Now say that one more time, bro.
Like, how do they deal with the crabs? How do they deal with the crabs in the buckets scenario where, like, it's people that are close to you doing the most to bring you back down?
You just honestly gotta take it for what it is.
You gotta notice it.
You gotta take it for exactly what it is and stand on it. You can't do nothing about it but be you and move around it. Yeah. And that's, like I said, that's exactly what I had to do. The most love I ever got was when I moved here.
Okay.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, people don't even know fuck with me harder than my own blood, my own flesh.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta get from there if you really, really want to motherfucking make it.
Yeah.
And ever since I've been here, I've been pushing.
Yeah.
I've been moving. I had to learn to love me and worry about me and stop giving a fuck about what other people may think about me the first even do the shit. It took a while. I've been doing music for a while. Ever since I could do music. But it had to take for me to come here to really do it. I've been here about 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, because I think the first time I met you was
The Jeezy shit,
the agency 99 something. Mm-hmm. That was probably about 2 years ago. You probably had just touched down.
Yeah, that
was a little while ago. Yeah. And here you are, 2021. We're about to get into the spring and summer seasons. Mm-hmm. And shit, you still pushing heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy right now.
Some new shit I'm working on.
Yeah, you talk about the what's the name? We just filmed the Cypher this past weekend. It's super ready because you killed that motherfucker. So we got a bunch of other people involved, but I'm glad you was able to stop by and kill that motherfucker. It was definitely a dope experience. I've been trying to do something like that for about 2 years.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, so just getting out there and doing it for the first time, and you know I was talking to the co-director for it, Shy. I was like, yo, you know. Best thing about it was, ain't nobody suck. You know, when you just be picking people, like, you gotta make sure everybody cool, everybody got talent, but shit, everybody was good.
The few people that I heard, you know what I'm saying, everybody was dope. And I appreciate the experience.
I think we're using this platform, I wanna make sure everybody gets a chance to shine, you know, so. In Atlanta, people look at the big names. I want to make a way for everybody to get their notification. No, to get their, is that the word I look for, notification? Their notice.
Mm, their recognition.
Recognition. Appreciate it.
I mean, why not? You got the platform to do it.
Yeah. So yeah, big shout out to the campaign ATL. We got another event on the 25th. Sure.
Yeah, I'm a part of that next show too.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna be in there on the 25th. We got some people coming out. It's definitely gonna be a dope experience. Hopefully by then the Cypher will be out so they can see how you killed the bars. And I picked the beat. You know, I had a lot of goddamn shit. Like, had to think about it because I wanted to pick something where niggas could give some. Actually, they had to rap.
Yeah, rap. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like,
this.
I like to do most. I'm on most of melodies and singing. So yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You come bring me this shit, bro, for real.
Yeah.
So I had to adapt to it, and I ain't gonna hold you. The shit was a little tricky, but
you did your thing. That's what I wanted niggas to rap, like rap. You definitely came through. So I can't wait for that shit to pop out. No, the homies definitely showed up for that one, man. But shit, this is episode 54 of the Big Homie's House. Y'all good?
Yeah.
Great.
Y'all lit?
We litty.
Hey, man, we got Big Homie JoJo in the building, Big Homie Kid Doe, Big Homie Kush. Got the homies in the building. Hold on. Diddy, come on camera real quick, man. We got to talk about this shit real quick, man. This is my dog, Diddy. Now, y'all, a lot of y'all know, I am a Clark Atlanta alum. But what y'all probably don't know, this is literally the nigga that helped recruit me to Clark Atlanta.
Okay.
In 2008, spring 2008, I went on my recruit visit with him. He was the player.
I came to your house.
Yeah.
Had dinner with your family.
Yeah, and he got me drunk. Bullfrog.
Yeah.
You remember the bullfrog nigga you used to make? Didn't tell nobody how to make the shit.
Yeah, we had the whole school on it.
Exactly. On the bullfrog. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he from Florida too. Yeah.
Okay, what part?
Miami.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got to link y'all. But we got this concert coming up April 11th. You want to give us some details on that?
April 11th, we got this concert going on. It's
Pooh Shiesty.
It's the Shiesty Spring Fest. Y'all come out and check it out. We got Pooh Shiesty right now, and we're going to start announcing a lot of other artists like every week.
Yeah, so definitely. It's going all the way up. They got the homies involved. We're going to be in the building doing meeting and shit, talking to the crowd. It's up. But this episode 54, Big Homie JoJo, Big Homie Kiddo, Big Homie Kush, Big Homie Diddy in the building, and it's up. Mm.